In Parshas Chukas, by the laws of Tumas Oil, the Pasuk says, Soisa Torah Adam Ki Yomis Boil, when a man dies in a tent. The Torah does not usually introduce a mitzvah with Zoisa Torah. So why this strange expression? So Chazal interpret this homiletically. There's a connection here between Zoisa Torah and Adam Ki Yomis. Ein HaTorah Miskayim, Torah cannot be sustained, Torah cannot endure, only by one who is willing to sacrifice their life for Torah. This cannot be meant literally. We're not obligated to sacrifice our lives for Torah. The Torah says, V'chai behem, we need to live through the Torah. So how do we define Ela Misha Memes Atzma Halah? So a story is told about a man who owned a very busy supermarket. He was in the store every waking minute. It occupied all of his time and energy. From Shabbos to Shabbos, he never went to the Beis Medrash, or even opened up a sefer. One Shabbos, he heard a speech from the Rav about the importance of Kviyas Itim, carving out some time to learn Torah every day. The Rav said, Kehem Chayenu, Torah is our life. And this man was so moved, so he decided that every day after Shacharis, he will stay in shul an extra hour to learn Torah. Sunday morning, before going off to shul, he tells his wife, I have some important business to attend to. Will you do me a favor and manage the store until I return? And she said, sure. The next day, he asked her again. And this continued day after day. Then she became suspicious. So she decided to follow him to discover his whereabouts during this mysterious hour. And she caught him entering the Beis Medrash. And she confronts him. I understand that you want me to manage the store for a day or two, but I can't do this every day. He tells her, let me ask you something. What if I die tomorrow? What would you do? And she said, I'd be very sad. After all, you're my husband. Now imagine, an hour later, Eliyahu HaNavi comes and performs Tchiyas HaMeisim, just for me. What would your reaction be? And she said, I'd be amazed at the great miracle that occurred. He tells her, you should know that every day when I go to learn, for that hour, I am dead to the world. And when I'm done, I experience Tchiyas HaMeisim. That is the definition of what Chazal meant. Ein HaTorah Miskayim, Ela B'Misha Memes Atzma Aleha. Torah cannot endure only by one who is willing to sacrifice their life for it. There will always be excuses, even legitimate excuses. We can always rationalize why we can't go to the shir. I have a wedding, I have a bar mitzvah in Lakewood from somebody in the bungalow colony, and they're very sensitive people. But a person has to determine that for that hour that is devoted to Torah learning, or doing chesed, or learning with my children, that time is off limits. Nothing will prevent me from fulfilling my duty. During that time, there's no work, no politics, no cell phone, no sheva brachas, only the blat gemara in front of me. Misha memes atzma aleha means total separation from all worldly matters and responsibilities. That is the only way Torah can be sustained. And with that, I'd like to share with you an amazing story. In the 1940s in Bnei Barak, way before there was air conditioning, in the middle of a brutal hot day, the Bacharim, the Panovich Yeshiva, were having a difficult time concentrating on their learning due to the extreme heat. They were disappointed with themselves for not being able to learn as well as usual. One Bachar suggested that they walk over to the home of the Chazon Ish to see how he is handling the heat. They entered the home of the Chazon Ish and they were stunned at the scene they witnessed. The Chazon Ish sat there by his makeshift table, which due to his abject poverty, consisted of a slab of wood on top of wooden milk crates. And he was surrounded by all of his farm. The heat was oppressive. The room was unbearable. And there were flies buzzing all around the room. And the Chazon Ish was engrossed in his learning as usual. He didn't even notice the guests. They stood there quietly waiting to be noticed. After a half hour, the Chazon Ish looks up and he sees that he has visitors. One of the boys asked the Chazon Ish, how can the Rav learn here with so many flies buzzing around the room? The Chazon Ish puts on his glasses. He looks around. I don't see any flies. Then they asked him, how can the Rav learn here when it's so hot in here? The Chazon Ish looked at them in wonderment. It's hot today? I don't feel any heat. And the Chazon Ish noticed that the boys were looking at him as if he had just fallen from another planet. Seeing their bewildered expressions, he tells the Bacharim, let me explain something to you. The heat and the flies only exist until you become engrossed in learning. But once you're truly involved, there are no flies, there's no heat. You don't notice anything other than the Gemara. You become completely oblivious to your surroundings. The Chazon Ish truly embodied, Ein HaTorah Miskayim, Ela b'mi shemeimis atzma aleha. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.